This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're broadcasting from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, our show's hometown and home to a lot more trees than people. No one knows that better than our next guest. He's a logger. His family's been cutting timber and making lumber for generations. Here's Jack Riala.
Hey. Good to see you.
Jack, I'm always amazed by the old stories. When I read about history of this area, I read about when people got their first look at those white pine forests of this area about 150 years ago, and these trees were enormous. What do you imagine those days were like?
Oh, they were beautiful trees, and it was just the beginning of the logging in this country, and so these tall pines were standing everywhere with the red and the white pine especially.
And, I mean, what do you think about, I mean, I think about the view from a tall place here in this area and looking over that sea of pines swaying in the breeze and all that.
As we were coming north, when we got to Grand Rapids, the sweeping prairies turned to the tall pine forest. And it was, at that time, these were pretty substantial gatherings of the big pine. And they logged it fast.
Yeah, didn't last long.
No, the mills were here from about 1890 to 1895 to 1925, and then it was gone.
It was gone just in a few decades.
Yeah,
a couple decades.
And so I wish they'd have kept a lot of the pine.
Yeah. What do you wish those loggers then knew what we know now?
That we weren't going to clear the land. That the land was going to be left in tall pines, some. Certainly the paper mill was here, and that was consuming a lot of the wood. But some of the tall pines and the white pine especially should have been left. But they thought it would all be cleared, and people would just put in pasture, and there wouldn't be any pine. But since then,
yeah,
we've had a lot of change.
What have you learned about the white pine in your time?
In the last 30, 40 years, we've learned that white pine can be brought back, and it's an amazing species. In the North Country, from here north now, or the Chippewa to the west, you know, we've got these 30-40 percent pine forests that can be restored and put in. So we've got literally thousands and thousands of acres now of white pine growing, and it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
You know, we plant a tree, it takes more than a lifetime, but in 50 or 60 years, you've got these marvelous trees growing, and I'm excited about the future of the white pine forest.
So what country. What can we do? What can we do to help the forest?
Well, because there's stock available now, and there's no longer blister rust that's so endemic, and we have a way of keeping the deer off the trees and different things. And so we get out and plant more trees and do much more natural regeneration, and we're coming back. And maybe in 100 years, it's not very long.
No.
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 It's not very long. And I've been at it 30, 40, 50 years, and I've enjoyed it tremendously.
Well, he's Jack Riala. He's the logger who's been rebuilding the forests of Itasca County and beyond. So thank you, Jack, so much. It's great to see you out here. Thank you for all you've done.
It's good to have my paddle here with me.
Yeah, he's got a paddle. He's not afraid to use it. His book is Bringing Back the White Pine. And remember to bud cap those trees, folks. Keep the deer off them.